Thank you for meditating, everyone, for bringing your practice into your life and therefore into your world, into our world. Meditation is an ongoing training, and so we've been taking our time. With the practice of living awareness, we moved through 14 aspects and techniques of meditation that build upon each other. But we did it, you know, only leaving 1 week and 3 days at that, you know, 3 days each week on each step. But each of those steps, one could practice for a year, you know, or more. And it's been very purposeful to be taking our time. And if we even just bring forward some of the contemplations you had about time the other day, then, you know, apply that to even why would we immerse ourselves in something? Why would we allow, like a seed in the ground, allow a whole cycle, a season? You know, some seeds stay in the ground for hundreds of years, others for decades, before the conditions are just right. And then they come forward. So time is an interesting thing, cycles, allowing a deepening. As we sit this morning with this image, what we are invited into this morning is a blending. Everything we've been doing now for the last few weeks, maybe a few months, has been that. And occasionally I would say so. But we could, with the, I don't know, the habits of our mind of singularity and identity and something only means one thing, we could think that, oh, well, we were only doing one thing. Like as we were contemplating time, that time was the only thing we were contemplating. And that contemplation might not really actually be meditation because of the confusion or misinformation or misunderstandings about meditation. And maybe none of that it was in your mind. That is to say, none of the misunderstandings and none of the confusion. So this morning, our orientation, and it will be largely in silence, is for you to take everything that you want to from the last long while of our online practice. Maybe something from the day of meditation, something from the 3 days of meditation. But combine. Now, the challenge here, and this is the challenge of every meditator as we move along in our meditation practice, and we add one technique, we let another one go, or we let a technique we've been using that has been bringing benefit for us, but we let it open and dissolve into its next maturation. There's a lot of allowing there, A, and B, not falling into the habit of doing a lot of things. So for the first few minutes, and it might only take you 30 seconds, but for the first little amount of time, just roll through the Rolodex of your own techniques and practices and what has brought you benefit. What do you enjoy? or what has been clarifying. What you enjoy is actually the least of the criteria. That's just feeding the ego. That's just gratification, satisfaction. That's really limited in how much, you know, maturation that's going to bring you and bring anyone. And think about that, even just the analogy of food. You know, eventually all it does is make us fat, so, and give us a disease. So the limitation is built into the idea of satisfaction. So, okay, that being explained, now go through the Rolodex. Find just a couple of things, 2, 3, not more than 3, and use them. Create a technique for yourself that uses these ingredients, and we'll sit in that all day, all this morning, and then bring those same, that same, all through your day, okay? But just right now, just a sitting. So look at the image on the screen. That's exactly what the Buddha's doing. All the Buddhas and all the universes, that's exactly what they're doing. My smile, sit well. A long, slow, deep breath. And by whatever method you want, sit, awareness being. No anxiety. For those who tend towards that, none. Let it go. You've been meditating for decades. Maybe not always in a sitting practice, but you've been meditating, and you've been meditating for lives. No anxiety. There's no right, no wrong. That's the nature of voidness, of emptiness. No right, no wrong. There is simply what benefits. And sometimes benefit is not so pleasant, but it is great benefit. So we can't look for pleasant or pleasure also as our marker. Just know, have confidence, have trust. Yes, I know what to do. And then go forward. We soften and open. Release all effort. Relax meditation muscles. And simply sit. Present. Awareness. We take a long, slow, deep breath, breathing, being. Mm-hmm. Trust. Trust yourself to live awareness and compassion. Trust that. With that trust, it's all easy. Remember always, awareness doesn't look like how our mind says it should. Awareness is infinite and therefore can manifest in any way, in any given moment, that awareness can. And sometimes, yes, it will manifest as our mind expects. But more often than not, maybe not. And same with loving kindness and compassion. These are all empty. These are empty of the ideas we have about them, definitions we have about them. Those are fabricated in our mind. So trust yourself, trust your heart, trust awareness, trust being. Love you all. Create your day.